This is an executive summary of using DSDs as backups in your 1031 identification, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 1031 exchange runs on a tight, unforgiving clock. From the day you sell your relinquished property, you have just 45 days to identify your replacement property in writing and 180 days to close. The catch is that you can't add new identifications after the 45-day deadline. So if you identify a single property and that deal falls apart on day 90, you may have no eligible replacement left, which can blow up the entire exchange and trigger the capital gains tax you were trying to defer. That's why experienced exchangers identify backups, and why Delaware statutory trusts, DSDs, have become a favored backup choice. They're prepackaged, generally available, and close quickly, so if your primary deal fails, you can still complete the exchange on time. This guide explains why you need a backup identification, how DSDs serve as reliable backups, the identification rules and limits, how to activate a DST backup if a deal fails, and how to coordinate with your qualified intermediary. Note that DST interests are securities offered through a broker-dealer to accredited investors after a suitability review, and Baker 1031 does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your advisors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.